Welcome to our deep dive into cybersecurity. We're focusing on the January 2025 New Zealand Incident Response Bulletin. It's a monthly summary of all the big news and analysis. We want to extract the top trends from 2024, the ones that you absolutely need to know, you know?
Yeah, this bulletin's really cool. It pulls together the global picture, Australian and New Zealand cybersecurity landscapes all in one place. It shows you how interconnected everything is.
It really makes you realize that what happens over there can really have a ripple effect here. And one of the most alarming stories from 2024 was this Salt Typhoon operation.
Attributed to China. This mass hacking campaign targeted global telecom networks. They were intercepting calls and texts, scooping up metadata like crazy. It's the kind of thing we used to see in spy movies. But now it's a chilling reality. Even President Biden and U.S. senators got briefings on how serious this was.
Wow. And closer to home, the New Zealand National Cybersecurity Center, they warned that their infrastructure could be vulnerable to similar attacks. It really hits home that this isn't just some theoretical threat. It's something that could directly impact all of us.
Absolutely. It raises a critical question for you listening. How vulnerable are you to these kinds of sophisticated attacks, both personally and professionally?
Yeah, it makes you think twice about every email and online transaction. And speaking of things that make you think twice, the bulletin highlights that ransomware is still a top attack method, even with all the law enforcement efforts.
Yeah, and it's evolving. It's not just about encrypting your data anymore. We're seeing a rise in encryptionless extortion, where the focus is on stealing data and threatening to release it publicly if you don't pay up.
So even if you have good backups, your sensitive information is still at risk. The bulletin gives this heartbreaking example. This couple on the Gold Coast lost their entire $250,000 house deposit to a spear phishing scam.
It's a reminder that anyone can be a target. And often smaller businesses are the most vulnerable. They might not have the same resources for cybersecurity like larger organizations do.
So if you're running a small business, don't assume you're flying under the radar. Cyber criminals are actively looking for these kinds of targets. But there is good news. The bulletin dives into some proactive solutions and strategies.
Yeah, they highlight the work of Incident Response Solutions, a company that's been very active in New Zealand. They're running workshops and simulations to help organizations prepare. And they're really focused on addressing vulnerabilities like business email compromise, or BEC, and MFA token theft. MFA stands for multi-factor authentication. It's a way to add an extra layer of security to your accounts.
Right. And they're even using AI in their programs and investigations. That's amazing. Seems like AI is becoming a key player in cybersecurity.
Absolutely. And while the standard edition of the bulletin gives a quick overview, there's a whole section for premium subscribers that goes deep into cyber governance trends. They cover everything from strategic cyber simulations to the rise of AI and cybersecurity and legal practices. Even cyber fatigue.
Now, that's something I'm curious about. What exactly is cyber fatigue, and how does it play into all of this?
That's a great question. One we'll definitely unpack further, but first let's dive deeper into those solutions. The ones that Incident Response Solutions is offering. It's not all doom and gloom in the cybersecurity world. There are people and organizations actively working to keep us safe.
That's good to hear.
So Incident Response Solutions, they're doing some really cool stuff with AI. One thing that caught my eye was their use of AI in cyber awareness programs. Imagine an AI system that tailors security training to your specific role and the types of threats you face. That's what they're doing.
Wow, that's a big step up. From those generic security awareness videos, this sounds way more engaging and effective. And what about their use of AI in investigations?
It's fascinating. They're using AI to analyze huge amounts of data. It helps investigators find patterns and connections, the kind of things that might be missed by humans. This is super valuable in complex cases, like when you're analyzing malware or tracing the origins of an attack.
So it's like having a digital detective working alongside the human investigators, sifting through all that evidence.
Exactly. And speaking of valuable resources, the bulletin also mentions their work on a whistleblower platform. It allows employees to report potential security issues anonymously or unethical behavior, which is so important for creating a culture of security.
It sounds like they're really covering all the bases.
Yeah.
From prevention to response and even building that security culture.
Yeah, they are. And this ties in nicely with those cyber governance trends we talked about. The premium content in the bulletin goes deep into those trends. And one key takeaway is the importance of being proactive. It's not enough to just react to incidents. Organizations need to actively prepare for potential threats.
Right. It's like that saying, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
Exactly. And one of the best ways to do that is through strategic cyber simulations. The bulletin highlights those. These simulations let organizations test their incident response plans in a safe environment. They can identify weaknesses and get everyone on the same page before a real attack happens.
Like a fire drill for cyberattacks.
Precisely. The more you practice, the better prepared you'll be. The bulletin also stresses the importance of post-incident reviews.
So even after you've dealt with an incident, there are still lessons to be learned.
Absolutely. A good post-incident review helps you understand what went wrong, how you responded, and how to improve for next time. It's about turning a negative experience into a learning opportunity.
Okay, that makes sense. Now let's circle back to cyber fatigue.
Yeah.
You mentioned it earlier. The bulletin says it's a growing concern,
yeah.
but I'm still not quite clear on what it means.
Sure. Cyber fatigue is basically burnout, caused by the constant stream of information about cyber threats. Think about all the news reports, security alerts, compliance, demand software updates. It's overwhelming. It can lead to apathy and a feeling of helplessness.
So it's not just individuals who experience this, it's whole organizations.
Exactly. And that's the danger. When people get fatigued, they're more likely to make mistakes, ignore warnings, or click on a suspicious link.
It's like trying to drink from a fire hose. Eventually, you just can't take in anymore.
Exactly. And the bulletin offers some strategies for combating cyber fatigue. One key suggestion is to streamline things and focus on actionable insights. Don't drown people in data. Give them clear, concise guidance on what to do to stay safe.
Make it more manageable.
Right. They also recommend making security awareness training more engaging. Instead of boring lectures, use interactive exercises, real-world examples, even gamification to keep people's attention.
So meet people where they are.
Exactly. Speaking of things we can relate to, let's talk more about that ransomware resurgence. The premium content goes into detail about how it's evolving.
Okay, I'm all ears. This is one problem that just doesn't seem to go away.
It doesn't. Like we said earlier, encryptionless extortion is becoming more common. But the bulletin also points out that attackers are getting more strategic. They're going after third-party vendors because they often have weaker security.
So it's not just about securing your own organization, it's about understanding the risks from your suppliers and partners too.
Absolutely. The bulletin stresses the importance of having a ransomware playbook, a clear plan of action for what to do if you get hit. It should include backups, recovery procedures, communication plans, legal considerations.
Like a disaster preparedness kit for your digital assets.
Exactly. You need to be ready to respond quickly and effectively. And that preparedness needs to extend to your supply chain too.
Speaking of supply chains, you mentioned that supply chain cybersecurity was a big focus in 2024.
It was. The bulletin highlights how vulnerabilities in vendor systems, like unpatched software or weak access controls, can be exploited to get into your network.
So you can't just trust that your vendors have good security.
Right. You need to assess their risk and make sure they meet your standards. The bulletin even recommends including specific cybersecurity requirements in contracts.
That makes sense. You're basically saying if you want to work with us, you need to meet these standards.
Exactly. And it's not just about protecting yourself, it's about strengthening the whole ecosystem. We all need to work together.
And it sounds like the New Zealand government is taking this seriously too. The bulletin mentions a guide called Pupo Matatapu from the Privacy Commissioner.
Yes. That guide helps organizations set up strong privacy frameworks. It outlines 10 key pillars, from governance to breach management, and it provides actionable steps to improve privacy practices.
So it's a practical resource for organizations that want to handle personal data better and comply with regulations.
Exactly. And it reinforces the idea that privacy and cybersecurity go hand in hand.
And we're seeing that in the growing use of cyber maturity assessments.
That's right. More and more organizations are doing these assessments to understand where they stand and identify areas to improve. It's not just about compliance anymore.
It's about being competitive too.
Right. A strong cybersecurity posture can set you apart. It shows customers, partners, and investors that you take security seriously.
So investing in cybersecurity is about more than just mitigating risk. It's about building trust and enhancing your reputation.
Exactly. And that brings us to the final takeaway from the premium content: the challenges for executives in 2025.
Okay, so what are they facing?
Well, the bulletin has quite a list. First, there's the double-edged sword of AI and cybersecurity. We've talked about the benefits. But there's also the risk of AI being used by attackers.
So it can be used for good or bad.
Exactly. Executives need to think carefully about how to manage that. Then there's the ongoing challenge of strengthening privacy frameworks to keep up with regulations and expectations.
Data privacy is definitely a top priority.
It is. And of course, there's the constant need to manage supply chain risks. We talked about that, but it's worth repeating. Securing your own organization is only half the battle.
You have to think about your partners, too.
Right. And finally, the bulletin reminds us about cyber fatigue. We can't just keep throwing information at people. We need to find ways to make cybersecurity more manageable and relevant.
And maybe even a little fun.
Definitely. Finding creative ways to keep people interested is key.
That's a lot for executives to deal with.
It is, but the bulletin ends on a positive note. It says that by learning from 2024 and constantly improving, organizations can build resilience and maintain trust.
So there's hope?
There is. Yeah. It's all about staying informed, being proactive, and working together.
Great insights. I'm definitely going to check out that premium edition.
I recommend it. It's full of useful stuff.
We've covered a lot today. From mass hacking to ransomware, the rise of AI, cyber governance, it's clear that cybersecurity is a complex and ever-changing landscape.
It is. But there are resources and solutions out there to help.
Absolutely. And knowledge is power. The more you know, the better equipped you'll be.
Well said.
So as we wrap up this part of our deep dive, let's take a moment to think about what we've learned and consider what steps we can each take to improve our own cybersecurity. Wow, it's amazing how much we've covered. From global espionage to ransomware playbooks, Cybersecurity really is everywhere now, isn't it?
It really is. And it can feel overwhelming with all the information out there. But I think we did a good job pulling out the key takeaways from 2024.
Yeah, I agree. So for you listening, what are the big things you should remember? Well, first off, 2024 showed us how sophisticated cyber threats are becoming. That Salt Typhoon operation was a real wake-up call. It showed the potential for massive disruption.
And while those big nation-state attacks get all the headlines, we can't forget about the everyday threats like ransomware. It's still evolving, and it's targeting everyone, individuals, businesses. We talked about encryptionless extortion. That's a sneaky one, because it puts your sensitive data at risk, even if you have backups.
Yeah, that story about the couple losing their house deposit, it's a reminder that this stuff has real consequences.
Yeah.
And it shows that small businesses aren't immune anymore.
Right. The idea that only big corporations get targeted, that's just not true anymore. Small businesses often don't have the resources for strong cybersecurity, so they become easy targets.
But the good news is there are proactive solutions and strategies you can use, no matter how big your organization is. We talked about incident response solutions. They do cyber simulations, vulnerability assessments, AI-powered programs.
Those kinds of things are so important for building resilience. It's not just about reacting after something bad happens. And the bulletin stresses cyber governance, making sure you have the right frameworks and processes in place.
We talked about cyber simulations, post-incident reviews, ransomware playbooks, all essential stuff. But for me, one of the biggest takeaways was cyber fatigue.
Yeah, it's a growing problem. It shows that humans are a big part of this whole thing. You can have the best processes, but if people are burned out, they're going to make mistakes.
Makes sense. If you hear the same warnings over and over, you tune them out. That's why the bulletin's suggestions for dealing with cyber fatigue are so important. Like making communication clear, focusing on actions, and making security awareness training more engaging.
Right. It's about finding that balance. Keep people informed, but don't overwhelm them.
And I think that leads to a good question for you listening. What steps can you take in 2025 to improve your own cybersecurity?
It's something to think about. Maybe review your passwords, turn on multi-factor authentication. Be more careful about clicking links in emails.
Or talk to your team about security best practices. Check out the resources from organizations like Incident Response Solutions. The key is to be proactive. Take charge of your cybersecurity and keep learning.
I like that. The threats are always changing, but so are the solutions. By staying informed, being careful, and working together, we can stay safe online.
Well said. That wraps up our deep dive into the 2024 cybersecurity landscape. Be sure to check out the full New Zealand Incident Response Bulletin. It's got even more great info. Thanks for listening.